Welcome to The Marketing Mix, where I talk to the smartest people I know in the world of business-to-business marketing and sales. We find out what makes these folks tick, how they stay ahead of the curve, and what trends they're keeping an eye on right now. I'm your host, Steve Cummins. I've built and run marketing teams at a number of tech companies, from Fortune 500 to fast-growth startups. And I found one of the best places to learn is from talking to people who are out there getting stuff done, people who are in the mix. Today, I'm talking with Chris Delaney, CEO of SEMGeeks. They're a digital marketing agency working across a range of marketing tactics. And Chris and his team also run the New Jersey Digital Marketing Conference, which is coming up in June. And today, we'll be digging into the changing landscape of marketing for B2B companies and how the value that agencies can deliver is changing with it. So, Chris, welcome to The Marketing Mix.
Steve, thanks for having me. Great to chat. Great to collaborate here.
Very cool. So I have to start by asking, you know, digital marketing, right? It is a broad term. Probably back right. In the day, it was really just websites and SEO, but it's constantly changing and expanding. So how do you define digital marketing?
Yeah, digital marketing today, and again, I'd say in the last 3 to 5 years, I've changed my perception, right? We used to be very proud that we were in digital before, you know, when traditional was leading the pack. And today, the word digital marketing, I think, leans more toward marketing, right? It's more of a general statement. Although it is digital, everyone has really embraced it as the most important way to get in front of your consumer. But to that degree, there's a plethora of different ways to do that in the digital sphere. And those themselves have changed a lot over 10 years. So, when I look at digital, there's, you know, the website component, the marketing component of driving people there. Content creation has become a huge piece of the pie, right? And all these little pieces that were hits over the years, search engine optimization had its run, paid media had its run, social is probably the last one to have a nice run. And really, they're all... The game is now is how do you unify them, improve a multi-touch approach that builds community around the customer, the potential customer, right? And I don't feel that it's a linear journey the way marketing was of the sales funnel, right? It was kind of this straight down thing. We're going to bring them down a pipeline, right? We're going to have a funnel. And I want to say that society is almost smarter than that funnel today, if that makes sense to you, right? We all know when we're inside that funnel, whether it's a B2C or B2B journey. And so having experience across the various B2C plays and the B2B plays, what I see is that you better be very tuned in to building a community, right, of your customer and the touch points you need to digitally be in front of them. It's also nice to have an event component still, right? And so it goes back to that multi-touch. Digital marketing has changed. I myself am trying to use it less as its independent tactic and more position our company, ourselves, in marketing and strategy around it, with a high emphasis on the digital component. And that's the key thing. And that's what a lot of companies across all verticals are dealing with, is the fact that everything has changed quickly, not just from a marketing standpoint, but from a consumer journey standpoint, from a knowledge base. The consumer's smarter than they've ever been, and they're getting smarter. So you can't realistically think a funnel that you're going to step someone down is going to be thought of by them as a good way to do it. And so we've re-envisioned things, and the way that I like to describe it is a funnel to flywheel approach, if that makes sense to you, right? It takes the concepts of driving people down a funnel, but instead of getting always to the close section of a deal done, and then, you know, we go back to the top of the funnel, we see it more as the funnel leads them into a flywheel of our community. That's knowledge base, that's events, that's webinars, that's paid media, that's search engine optimization. All these little pieces interact with the flywheel and building that rapport with the potential client. And that, I would say, is the biggest roadblock that we're helping clients achieve now and get around, is the idea that these touch points systematically will build relationships and rapport.
Right. A lot of pieces to your answer. I'm writing notes here as you go, and I'm thinking, well, there's like five things I want to dig into here. So, you know, one thought is, you were saying, well, it's not really digital marketing anymore. I mean, that resonated with me. I remember probably maybe 10 years ago now, I did a mini MBA at Rutgers on digital marketing, right? And at the time, it was, you know, there was one module for YouTube and one module for Twitter. Like, they had each of these digital techniques as a separate module that you need to do, because everybody was trying to understand what digital marketing was. And you're right, now it's redundant, because there's very little marketing that isn't digital. Even events, there is a digital element to that. So the other thing you talked about, which really caught my attention, is this idea of, well, it's no longer a funnel. You know, people have been talking about journeys for a long time. I still believe in the funnel model, because I think it's a great way just to sort of do the basic foundational strategy. But, you know, we all know 100%. Now that it, you know, yeah, you don't come in at the top and you work through these. So the journey was good, because it gives you an idea of the different paths it can take. But I'm very intrigued by this idea of the flywheel, which presumably is all about building momentum, right? So the more of this you do, things speed up. So talk to me more about the flywheel. And it sounds like you're attaching that to the idea of building a community to build this momentum. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it all stems from the B2C side of the industry that we came from, right? And we applied that to the B2B side, right? So the funnel, the flywheel, and the way that we envisioned it is more around the B2B side, right? But I think it derived from the B2C side, where the retail customer, whether it's an e-commerce store, really takes care of their customer, right? Because it's a quick transaction, you know, and then you need repeat. So when you think of that and you apply that over to the B2B side, right? And most of those were kind of one-off deals, right? And relationships are key, but it was a very, the marketing, the way to communicate there was a lot of event planning, conferences in the past, which again is more of the relationship side and the shaking of hands. And I know Jim, and Jim knows me, and Pam knows me from this company, right? And that brings in business, which is great. But in a digital world, there's less of those, even if you're adding a digital component. So you need to get in front of those people for cheaper, quicker, faster, stronger than you do necessarily an event. And so, you know, but you still need to feed them into that flywheel. In our world, the flywheel is the relationship massaging, right? And that's education, our product, you know, how we help you, how we help our community, all those pieces of the pie in our mind are very important to the B2B space and that relationship. So there's a piece of that. Now, how do you fill that flywheel of that? Well, you still need these advertising marketing components to push that down there, right? So you still need paid media so they can see the content piece, because if they don't see it and you create it, it's not as good. And you use these tactics to push them down, right? You gather, they need awareness, right? To your point, Steve, and I think Gary V said this, I don't buy a product from a brand because they cookied me, right? It's very rare that it's because they cookied me. It's all the other things involved that cookie allowed to stay in front of that got them to do it, right? To do it. So you have to think of that from your brand, your education. I think B2B companies at the very high level, what I'm seeing the last 2 years and the work that we've done, is we're re-envisioning who they are to their persona buyers for them. And how do we integrate that in LinkedIn, how do we link that in video, right? Short form video, not big, long product experiences that people aren't going to sit through. What are those little pieces that need to be extracted that move the needle? What are the best tactics to get in front of them, right? That's the funnel at top. And then we don't want to just punch them with ideas and things. We want to actually cultivate them down to this kind of flywheel where they feel a part of our community, even if they're not a client of ours. And so that's what we try to do is to, and again, that's different for every company, and it's a large thought to kind of extract. But I think we all can understand that concept of, I don't work with them yet, but I'm learning from them, right? And that doesn't have to be you're learning everything, but that notion has to be key. And customer centricity, right? Customer centric at the B2B level. I know it's a deal. I know it's this and that. The people on that team buying it need to know about your company, not the one person. Right. Because it's such a multi-touch decision. You gain value and authority when you can educate a multitude of the people on that team. So how do you approach that, right? And you're not going to win that because there's multiple people. You've got to bring them all into a flywheel to a degree and let them know about you. And with B2B clients, you can do that a lot better than some of the B2C ones today. And that's kind of the new journey I see a lot of B2Bs trying to tackle, trying to reinvent themselves there. They also have a generational change, right? They have a lot of people who were in the industry for many years, right? And the industry kind of flipped during the pandemic. And so there's a new finding the right teams, right? And this kind of leads down to how we've been brought in a lot more lately on the strategy side, because they're looking to reinvent the strategy.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want to dig into the strategy bit a little bit later, because I think that is a real big change that's happening. But you know, one of the things you mentioned in there, and again, I'll bring it back to my idea of the classic funnel, right? So one of the reasons, although I like it, the funnel doesn't work so well now is because there are so many channels that you use. So it used to be possible to say, well, if somebody is, let's say, reading this type of blog article there at the top of the funnel, and if they're, you know, downloading this white paper, they're further down the funnel. But now, between the different social media platforms, you got short form video, long form video, blogs, so many, right? It is much tougher to look at something and say, okay, I know once they've looked at this, I now need to serve them this. So that was the idea of the customer journey. But now those customer journeys are very complex as well. So one thing that was rattling around in my head as you were saying that, do you find that, whereas maybe a couple of years ago we would have said, hey, we need it for somebody who is in the consideration phase, right? We're doing this blog for people that are early stage. Does that go away now? Are you looking at every piece that you're creating could be at any point in the journey?
Yeah, I think you're taking a higher view. Right. You're taking a higher view because the deals and leads aren't coming in as strong post-pandemic rush. Right. So there's an evening out of what's actually there. There are different channels. Yes, it's kind of made it harder for us to understand what works, what doesn't. But you have to go off of knowledge of the past. Right. And I go back to this. I go back to this a lot. In my career, my 20-something years, I remember the years when clients weren't on Google keyword for paid ads, right? B2B or B2C. Oh, we don't need it. Yada, yada. If you got in, you were ahead, right? And you did very well. Social comes around, especially a B2B. We don't need that. It's not our world. We go to conferences. We shake hands. Takes years before it goes by. Oh, we should have LinkedIn. We should have, right? Short form video. I'll call that like the new one, right? And that's the last 5 years. It's too flashy. It's too this, right? And then we're not going to do it. And now it's like, That's perfect for a B2B. What a great way to personalize, bring in a community, drive engagement, and maybe explain your product or explain the pain point that that person has in the most authentic way possible, that everybody loves authenticity today, right? So that idea is tough for B2B. How many B2B videos do you see, right? How many product managers do you see saying, hey, I'm Jim Smith. Right. Did you know when we built this software, we did none, right? They're different people. Some are introverts. Some are this. It's never had to be done. So breaking that mindset is where new minds need to come in and drive that through. And does that produce results? It does. Can it not produce results? Sure, it can not produce results. But you need to attempt those things. You need to get in there and not say, what are we doing wrong? What are we doing right? I think it's in front of us, right? It's literally in front of us. If you take a Friday night and you say, how has the world changed and how I can persuade someone's mind? Is it email marketing? It's a piece, right? It's a piece of the flywheel component for sure. But is video one of these new components through social to really expose yourself? And it's right. Got to be a decent video. And I'm not saying a decent production. I'm just saying decent content quality that they're gaining from that. And that's hard for everybody. That's hard for me to do. That's hard for you to do. But that approach is dialing in that and understanding what channels, given the budgets you have, are going to be best for where you're at this exact moment. Not everybody has the, as I talk about re-strategizing this full thing for some companies don't have that legway and they need, okay, that's great. Let's do a pseudo version of that for the products that we need to get out in front. Let's build a flywheel around that product launch that you're doing so that there's engagement around it and we can drive these people to reasons they need the product. So it's definitely, you know, it's not a simple thing, and our jobs have gotten a lot harder at the agency side, but it's also all with the benefit of growth and change, right? We're trying to grow our client, and change is happening that's beyond our control and their control. So you want people that can think that way. You want a team internally, and you need resources on the external because of that. It's very hard to keep on top of.
It is. And I think, you know, you mentioned budget there. I find one of the biggest problems actually is just time, because, you know, let's go back a few years when it was email and blogging, right? It takes some time to write a decent email or a decent blog, but you can do it. If you're doing video now, right, it takes a lot longer to put a decent video together because you've got to plan the content. You've got to twist somebody's arm to be in the video. You got to get them comfortable. You got to set up the gear. What we're doing here today, a podcast, takes a lot longer than a blog, right? It's a richer form of content.
Pre-call, there's all this stuff that goes to make it good.
Right.
And
it takes longer to write a good blog than an average blog, but it's still not the same as some of these newer things. And you used to be able to say, blogging is going to be our primary, whereas now it really is. Well, we've got to have video, we've got to have audio, we've got to have written. You know, our website's got to be integrated with everything. So, I mean, it all comes down to budget, right? Because time is effectively budget as well. But I think that's one of the challenges. And just going on to something else you were saying. So, you know, you've really brought out three big things that have changed in the last few years, right? So we have the pandemic, which, you know, to some extent, we've all forgotten about now, but it's not that long ago. And huge transformational change there. We've got all of these new channels that are competing for each other. And we got the generational issue, which you mentioned as well, right? So, you know, I was talking to a young marketer she's a year out of college. She's an email marketing specialist, right? And she really enjoys doing it. And I was talking to her and I said, well, it's great, but don't stay in that too long. You know, you've got to sort of move sideways and try some different things. But we have, you know, this new generation who've come into the workforce in the last few years. It makes me think about, you know, a few years ago, I would say for a mid-sized company, small to mid-sized company, marketing approach would often be you'd have a couple of junior marketers who could sort of do the day-to-day stuff. And then you would bring in an agency specifically to do SEO, or you would bring in an agency specifically to do product videos for you.
Right.
That's got to be tougher now because of this whole, the complexity, the interrelated part of it.
The complexities are there, but if one in those teams, right, if they have those teams and those parameters set up, that's great because you can work within that, right? I think really what it comes with is the people up top, whether that's the marketing director or, you know, communications marketing director and sales director, you know, whatever marriage there is between those, right? In our opinion, there needs to be a real good conversation of how this funnel the flywheel approach enables sales teams from hard leads to soft leads,
right,
to just building our community. Right. A sales team usually doesn't know what the hell a community is. They don't care. They want leads. They want deals. You're going to want to make sure they understand what you're building so they can maximize it. So they can ask their prospects as they're trying to sell them what pieces of this engage them, you know, but those components are still available in there. The thing is, they just, again, the difference between somebody with 2 years experience and 3 months,
right,
light years when things have changed in 2 years. You know what I mean? The person with 3 years at least has the knowledge base to be like, all right, it used to be this, and now I'm going over to here. And the person that comes in is, you know, the blind leading the blind. They're being trained by people who don't know too, right? And so that's the demand I've seen, and there's not enough of it out there. There's not enough people to help bridge that gap for all the different types of
So I'm curious with that, and this may be just my own personal view of how agencies work in the past, that they were very specific and they brought in for a specific role. Do you now see agencies sort of stepping up to do that strategy piece, because they're not going to come in and say, yeah, I'll do SEO for you, because it doesn't matter what else is happening. You can't do good SEO if you're not tying it into everything else.
You can't do that anymore. We won't do it. We stop doing that, right? And it's tough to turn down business, but if they're not aligned with it, then our SEO strategy is not going to be aligned with their content strategy, which is bigger, right? And so there's more of that. And I'm not saying there is a bigger role for the agency to consult in figuring out that problem for that company before you lay out the bigger plan, is what I've seen. Because I've seen a lot of them come with plans, and while we're getting involved in it, I'm saying, are you guys doing this? Oh, we're going to do it in Q2. And I'm like, to me, that's more important than actually what you're hiring us for. And it's going to prohibit us from showing the value, right? Because if you don't have email automation set up off of an SEO strategy that we've outlined, and we get you more data captures, but you're not maximizing it through the email automation funnel, you're going to say what we're doing for you doesn't work. And that's, you're right, it might not work. It does one part of the goal to what you need to do. And because that might not have been needed in the past to that degree, you've really got to do that.
Yeah. I give you credit for practicing what you preach, because you are building your own flywheel, right? So you have the digital marketing conference, and I'll put a link in the show notes to that so people can sign up for that. I know you do these sort of local events, SEMGeek events. That's actually where you and I met. So you're building your own community. You're helping the community. And then I'm sure overall it works for you.
We're helping the community. We have an event that quarterly 40 to 60 people attend, right? These relationships have done wonders for, maybe it's new talent that we hire, maybe it's other agencies that we meet, maybe it's new clients who are marketing directors that are trying to get advanced, and we're just insightfully educating them on video, free, good environment, we're at a brewery, all these things. And that's what, and then we build that up to a bigger conference where we have Google come, Meta, and they'll come and educate, and we're a part of that. And we're not sitting here saying use us and we're going to speak. And, you know, if we get up there and say a few things, we're the driver behind it. And what does the consumer think? What is the people, right? So they didn't know us. They hear about us. They might come to the conference because they want to learn. And then all of a sudden they start to see this company, right? They start to see them in different components. And as their pain points and problems come up, they say, I've seen them solve this. I've seen them solve that, right? Gary Vee calls it day trading attention, right? He calls it day trading attention. And I'm not looking to sell you every day. And I don't want you to buy my shoes every day or my product or my SaaS or my this. I want you to know we're here. I want you to know what we do. And I want you to know what we care about and how we interact. And from what we see, that mentality is driving a better result than you need our product. You want our product. It's about our product and you. It's you know, society doesn't think that way all the time. And generationally, there's a big shift. So it goes back to that. I know we talked about the people on the marketing side generationally. But when you look at the generation who's going to be buying these components, that's a whole new thing too.
So you mentioned these events are at a brewery. So that actually links quite nicely to my last question that I ask every guest. You know, we're doing this through a screen, but I always think it would be nicer if we were doing it over a drink. So the next time we're talking about marketing, Chris, what would be your drink of choice?
On a Friday, you asked me too. I would say we're heading into summer. A good margarita right now would be great as we head into spring or summer. Not my normal choice, but it's warm out in Jersey from time to time now, and that's my mindset.
Well, very good. Well, hey, Chris, I appreciate you spending some time and sharing your thoughts. The New Jersey Digital Marketing Conference is coming up on June 13th, I believe.
June 13th. HubSpot is speaking. We've got some great presenters. We'll be announcing some more next week, but should be good.
Fantastic. Well, I will see you there, and I'll put a link in the show notes so that anyone can get a ticket and come join us. But again, really nice talking to you, and look forward to catching up soon.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks for listening to The Marketing Mix. If you have suggestions or would like to be a guest on the show, visit our website at themarketingmixpodcast.com. In my consulting practice, I help founder-led companies and small businesses punch above their weight, providing the marketing strategy and know-how needed to take your company to the next level. More details are at solentstrategies.com. See you next time on The Marketing Mix.